Howdy, freelancers. So you wouldn't know it, but it is springtime here in New York, and it's at the time of this recording, it's April 16th, 2018, but it's 40 degrees, pouring down rain. It's been cold. In fact, this past weekend, I had a Little League game where I'm a coach of my nephew's team, and it was probably felt like 20 degrees. We're all freezing. Outrageous. When is spring going to get here? All right. So today I want to talk a little bit about working from home. I was talking with another father actually at the game, and during the midst of the conversation, he mentioned that he worked from home as well. He happens to be in sales, non-technical, right? But as we started talking, we traded some tips back and forth on how to work from home effectively, right? He was shocked to hear that I had been doing it now for, you know, almost a decade. And he basically picked my brain. So I figured that as we were trading tips back and forth, that it would be awesome to share with you, you know, the four tips that we found most helpful. What the first thing I want to talk about is working from home. You need discipline, right? That's the very first thing. There are so many distractions at home, and if you can't block them out or be able to put them aside for your work, then working from home isn't your thing. Best to go find either a co-working space or rent an office or something like that. This goes for watching TV, playing video games, doing chores around the house, and maybe even doing your weekly grocery shopping, right? It's so easy to be able to, just say, hey, look, I'm going to take 5 to 10 minutes and do this thing, right? But that adds up real quickly. Look, you are working from home, and that means you need to dedicate that time without any distractions to work. Secondly, you need to make sure that everyone, especially your family members, respects that you're working from home. Family and friends will be the first to say, oh, that's so great that you get to work from home. It must be so nice. And then the very next day, turn around and say, since you're home, can you ... The immediate answer is no, plain and simple. I'm not saying not to help your family out, but it's perfectly okay for you to tell them that you're working, right? But once you're done, whether that's evening time or even on the weekend, that you'll take care of what their request was. Look, they go to a physical location for work, right? So just because you're home, they need to understand that it's work time, not play time. Third thing is to get out once in a while. It's so easy to go a whole entire day and let that pass by and you not have any interaction with the outside world. Get out, breathe some fresh air a little bit, walk around the block if you have to. It does the brain and body good to allow some rest time, right? Even though we're sitting at our desk all day long, it's so easy to just get up in the morning, grab a coffee, and then go start that job, right? The thing is that a commute allows someone to rest their brain a little bit, even if it's just sitting in traffic, right? And that stresses that brings. But the brain gets to listen to music, wanders about thinking of other things like family, the weekend, anything else besides work. The brain needs that. We traded tips on how we do this, right? And firmly believe that it does keep our sanity intact. Since we both have sons, his are a little bit older than mine, but with the spring and summer coming, we both agreed that getting out in the backyard is going to be a huge reset button that we are eagerly waiting for, right? So, and finally, the last and fourth tip, and I think this is the best one that we both agreed on, was that we have amazing support from our wives. Without that, I know I wouldn't be doing this exact thing right now, broadcasting this out on these four tips to you without her, right? She's amazing. I love her. And I couldn't do it without it. So I hope these four tips were helpful. If you are currently working from home, what are your best tips? Are you going to put any of these four that I mentioned into practice? Let me know. So until next time, it's your time to live in the feast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.